Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Burt Show.
All right, it's Monday, so that means it's Monday mantra time. I got a little something for you. It's not so much motivational. It's more to try to help protect you. Saw something over the weekend that spoke to my soul, so I wanted to share it. But Mo, you're going to kick us off with a little dose of reality.
Yeah, so Bert submitted this audio from Pete underscore Soso on Instagram, and I can very much so relate to it because it just goes to show you that the grass is not always greener and happiness is a choice, because a lot of times in life, people will want something that they don't have, and it's simply because they don't have it, not because they actually need it. And I think this video touches on that.
The married ones are thinking of divorce, while the unmarried ones wish to be married. The unknown crave fame, while the famous just want privacy. The young want to grow old, while the old wish they could turn back time. The poor want to become rich, and the rich, they spend their nights wishing for the peace they lost chasing wealth. The healthy take their bodies for granted, while the sick would give anything for just one more day without pain. You see, the grass always seems greener, but nothing grows without watering what's already yours. The truth is, no one has it all, but everyone has enough. If only they stopped and took a moment to see it.
Wow, just, that last line just really smacked you upside the face.
Perspective.
Yeah. Dude, I feel like I've just so got called out all of a sudden by a parent.
Sometimes you need a reminder that perspective is everything.
Right? All right, so my friend Mandy posted this this past weekend, and I feel like it's something that everybody could... I'm trying to protect you. I'm trying to protect our mental health. I feel like it's something that could resonate with a lot of people. And that is, if you're feeling overwhelmed by your newsfeed, here's how to set healthy boundaries with it. I think it's gotten more difficult to protect our mental health in a digital age because we are just bombarded with headlines, mostly negative headlines all the time. And that ultimately, why would it not take a toll on us? So she posted this, and I felt it in my soul because I'd been consuming too much social media and too much negativity. And it was about practical tips for limiting your social media usage, like setting a time limit, deleting apps, going full reset mode. And then the next slide was, you know, be deliberate about when you engage with the news. So, you know, when we pull out our phones at a checkout line or anytime we're just stagnant, we just want to immediately grab our phones and, you know, shove our faces in it. But that can contribute to the compulsive habit. So give yourself a schedule or routine when it comes to checking your phone so you can kind of limit it. Stay informed, minus the doom scrolling. So prioritizing your mental health doesn't mean you have to bury your head in the sand, because I think it's important that we stay aware. But engage with primary sources you trust. Remember, social media feeds are run by algorithms that prioritize engagement. So even though you're seeing it over and over and over again in your feed, doesn't mean that it is fact, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It just means that's the opinion that's being pushed your way. If your intention is to receive information in a direct and helpful way, cultivate a list of outlets that you trust and consciously go to their sites once a day. And then ground yourself by hanging up and hanging out. Find and engage in mutual aid efforts and grassroots organizing in your community if you want to do something like that. Build a community network, like identify your interests and passions and seek out local groups aligned with your interest, or Spend time with those you love with the phone off.
Groundbreaking. Ooh. I know, right? Talking to, like, real humans.
You want me to actually hang out with my child? And then go back to the basics when you consume your news, so you're getting it from legitimate sources. I think it's also important that you don't just, like, share something without having read the article. Like, some people will see a headline and just automatically share. Mm-hmm. So doing a little digging, I think, could go a long way. Mm-hmm. And then focus on things within your control. We can't control what people say or do online or the flood of headlines that hit our feeds. So try taking a step back and focus on things that you can control, like what time you go to bed and wake up, what accounts you actively follow, daily activities like spending time outside, eating regularly, seeing your friends, engaging in your hobbies, boundaries with others. I think just little things, because I think we can get sucked in to this void that is the internet and social media and all of this digital information, and we can get lost in it. And when we get lost in it, we kind of lose ourselves, and our mental health boundaries just go completely out the window. So I caught myself doing that this past week, and I thought, you know, no, it's not. I no longer subscribe to the notion that ignorance is bliss. I think it's important to be formed, but I don't think you need to be overly informed to the point that you end up ultimately hurting yourself.
It can hurt too much either way.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now facts.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.